145 Slide American State Trials, 1918, Volume X, Leo Frank Document. Here is the translated text as follows. Edward D. Worrell. Edward D. Worrell remained until the 6th when he left by train for the East. Bruff left 2 days earlier. They brought 3 horses with them, 2 bays and a chestnut sorrel. The sorrel had a knot under its jaw. The prisoner sold the sorrel horse, along with a saddle and bridle, to my father. The saddle was a plain black one, with the pommel showing signs of wear. Mr. Morgan and Mr. Siner came to Vincennes from St. Louis and wanted to see the horse, saddle, and bridle, and we showed them to them. The prisoner also traded to my father a pair of gloves and a watch seal. The gloves were precisely like those shown in court by Major Walker. Mr. Cousins arrested the prisoner in bed in Dover, Delaware, between 1 and 2 o'clock in the morning on February 21st. The witness found a watch in the vest pocket of the prisoner, which he later handed over to Major Walker. Major Walker produced this watch in court, and you will recall, gentlemen, that he stated it was the same watch Cousins gave him, and he recognized it as the watch that Gordon had carried for many years. Mr. Wentz also recognized it as Gordon's watch, having seen and examined it frequently. Cousins further stated that at the time of the arrest, he found in the possession of the prisoner a pair of saddlebags and a daguerreotype case, corresponding to the one that Gordon was to take to St. Charles. At the depot in Smyrna, the prisoner admitted in the presence of the witness that the saddlebags and watch belonged to Gordon. Mr. Wentz said that while at the depot in Smyrna, he had the watch in his hands and remarked to Mr. Cousins in the presence of Worrell that he knew it was Gordon's watch, and Worrell said, "Gentlemen, that was Mr. Gordon's watch." Wentz had the saddlebags on his knee at the same time, and Worrell remarked, pointing to them, "And those also were Mr. Gordon's." Cousins further stated that at the depot in Smyrna, someone asked Worrell who killed Gordon and why he did not say something about it. The prisoner replied, "The other man is a mason, and I don't like to say anything about it." Cousins also asked him whose cloak it was that was left at Vincennes. The prisoner asked if there was